Greetings and salutations. It's me, your favorite little kitty cat. Sassy cat, or cat for short. Anyway, how do I start this? Okay, I'm sure everybody knows about the TV show, what is that thing called? Game of Thrones or Thorns or Throne of Crowns or Crown of Thorns or something. Anyway, I've never been one to follow what is super popular in, is the term pop culture correct? I don't know, maybe some of you remember when Tickle Me Elmo and the character Elmo himself was really super popular. I used to like Elmo when he first came out, what was it, the 80s, late 80s maybe? I think my kids were young, but I was still watching Sesame Street as a young adult, so because I really loved Big Bird, and my dream came true when I got to meet Carol Spiney? Spivey is his last name, I think. He's the one that plays Big Bird and Mrs. Big Bird, his wife. So I met them. I was so thrilled. But anyway, I loved Big Bird. And then Elmo came along and I really liked Elmo. But then he became so popular with the Tickle Me Elmo that I didn't like him anymore. And I remember when the TV show True Blood was really super popular, I wouldn't watch it because it was so popular. I waited for the newness to wear off, and then I caught up, I think, like, maybe the end of the second season, third season, and now I don't watch it anymore just because I lost interest in it. And I'm thinking there was a few other things that have just, like with Twilight, Lord of the Rings, more Twilight, you know, the whole, it was just really super popular to read the books, and I just I'm not into following the popular stuff. I like following the underground stuff. Like when all the big movies were, I'm always the one that would look for the independent bizarre movies. And they're like, hey, did you see this? No, I was watching, you know, Antichrist with Willem Dafoe. And they're looking at me, oh, what? Ah, you know, just because that's all just over popular. I don't know how to explain it, but that's, I was mentioning that I've never seen the show Game of Thrones, I think. But I read an article yesterday and I shared it with my husband. And he says, I watched the show for a few couple episodes trying to get the, you know, but he couldn't. It just wasn't his thing. But there was an article about a teacher, not in the United States, overseas, that she, her classroom was so unruly that she threatened to give the spoilers because she had read all the books or the series of books or whatever. And she said if her students would behave that she would give the spoilers. So that's how she got a hold of her. And I'm like, I have no idea what, it just doesn't appeal to me. It doesn't, and people, you know, what? You don't watch that show? No. But I do watch stuff like American Horror Story, which people think, oh, that's just, it's weird, it's gross, it's demonic, it's just scary. Okay, anyway. I was trying to think there was, you know, other stuff that it's just not me. I'm just not, when it comes to stuff that's really super popular like that, I'll turn around and go the other way. So, yeah, that's it. That's my thoughts. my mad ramblings for the day. Who knows? There could be more. I'm not sure. I hope everybody's having a great day. And today is the last business day of my vacation. Oh, I said that already, didn't I, in my previous boo? So anyway, I have to finish cleaning my office because for those that don't know, I am relocating my office into the small office and downsizing and making my big office into the guest bedroom. And, you know, when your children move out, you tend to remodel. That's what I'm trying to do, but it's just so much work. How do people do this? To just throw stuff away and, I feel like I'm moving. I really do. You're boxing stuff up and do I need this? No, I haven't. Oh, wow, look what I found. And I posted on Instagram that I found books from my senior year in high school. So is that an indication that I'm a hoarder? Because that's some scary stuff right there. And you know what's funny is I can't sit and read books because of my attention deficit, but I collect books. What's up with that anyway? I just don't understand. I really don't. So I'm boxing up books that are in good condition. And I was told to look on Amazon because you can sell them. So because in a way, I want my books to go to a good home and be appreciated by people who will read them, as opposed to me that will just stick them on a shelf and look, see, I have a collection of books. All right, people, enough. Laterness.